Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Well, first of all, let me wish you Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year, Jewish New Year. May God bless you and God be with you and make your year fruitful and a blessed one for you. My dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8. It says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. And it's a beautiful short verse, but there are other things also attached with that same verse. But I'm going to focus my attention on the first part of the verse. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. That's what God is saying. So my dear brothers and sisters, whenever and wherever we see people have drawn closer to God, in the Holy Scriptures, we find that they had a special revelation, they had a special encounter with God. Their lives were transformed, they were changed. When Abraham was called of God and he encountered God's presence, his life changed. Isaac, the same thing, when there was famine in the land and he wanted to go to Egypt for help, and God revealed to him that he need not to go there, and so he did not go. And he heard the voice of God, he stayed there, he sowed in the land, though it was barren and dry, but God gave him an increase and gave him a hundredfold return. We find Moses, when he saw the burning bush, he was changed and transformed, and he saw that place to be holy. He took out his shoes and approached that holy ground, and we know the story that after that, the entire life of Moses was completely changed. If we see in Genesis chapter 28, we find the ladder from heaven with the vision that Jacob had. He encountered God. He saw angels ascending and descending from heaven and said, and God was standing in heaven and he said, I am your God. I am the God of Abraham, your father. And so he ensured Jacob of the covenant that God had made with Abraham and said, I will bless thee. And so he rose up. Jacob rose up from that place, took that stone that was as a pillow, served him as a pillow, and he made an altar there, and he anointed that stone and called it the place as Bethel, the house of God. My dear brothers and sisters, lives of people have been transformed when they encountered the presence of God. And that was because they were seeking, they were looking, and they came close to God. Whoever came close to Jesus, the lives were transformed. When they came to the Samaritan woman, when she came at the well and the Lord asked, you know, she had an encounter. She never knew that she's meeting this man. And how come this man, a rabbi, a Jewish man, is asking a water from a Samaritan woman? And the life of that woman was changed. She became the greatest evangelist and she brought the whole village out to hear the gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, lives are transformed when we meet with Jesus. And I pray that today your life and my life will be transformed when we draw nigh to God and we meet with Him, that there will be a history in the making for your life. That's what I declare. That's what I see for you. And I pray that God will reveal Himself in a greater measure unto you today. As you draw nigh unto Him and as we honor Him, that He will draw nigh to you and He will honor you. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, be blessed. I like what David said in the book of Psalm chapter 16. He was also a man who drew nigh to God, who was passionate about God. And he says, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand, verse 8 and 9 of chapter 16, Psalm. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Hallelujah. He says in one verse before that, in verse 7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Hallelujah. So be blessed. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord. I pray that even today you will reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure. Lord, I pray that we will have our own personal encounter with God. all the patriarchs and all the men and women mentioned, O Father, in the Holy Scriptures, they had their personal encounters with God and their lives were transformed. I pray that, Lord, even as we draw nigh unto you today, our lives will be transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. I pray, Lord, for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the daily chores. I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. I thank you also for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, O God, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. We bless you, we love you, we worship you, adore you, magnify you, and glorify your name, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.